A scientist with the Center for Alaska Native Health Research at the University of Alaska Fairbanks has been awarded $2.8 million from the National Institute of Health to study why Yupik Eskimo people struggle with high rates of obesity but have lower incidences of type 2 diabetes than others. Bert Boyer is the co-director of the center and studies molecular biology, although he suspects the Yupik distinction is linked to a marine subsistence diet. He is also looking for genetic protective factors that may be at work in people living in the Yukon-Kuskokwim area.
Markers specific in the blood that are very healthy Yupik Eskimos are their HDL levels. It's what we call the healthy or the good cholesterol, and their levels are significantly higher than the general population. And triglycerides, which could lead to heart disease, are significantly lower, which is also very healthy.
How does this compare to other Alaska Native people?
It looks like from the data from the diabetes prevention program at ANTHC in Anchorage that diabetes prevalence is a little lower in Yupik Eskimos than in other Native groups, but the percent increase in diabetes prevalence is just as great among Yupiks as other Alaska Native groups. So it's a time to act now and to try to find what the protective factors are and what the risk factors are, and then, of course, avoid the risk and enhance the behaviors associated with the protective effect.
And so what will the focus of your research be? How are you going to go about trying to tease out this information?
So my background is in molecular genetics, and I'm interested in genetic risk factors for obesity. Turns out about 70% of the variation in an individual's body weight is genetically influenced. But that doesn't mean if you have risk factors or risk genes for obesity that you're, you know, predetermined to become obese. It's, as I tell people, the genes are the gun, but the environment pulls the trigger. And so what that basically means is your behaviors, your environmental influence is very, very important depending upon your genetic risk. So people more predisposed to obesity should watch their weight more, should eat healthy foods, avoid saturated fats, things like that. So I'm specifically interested in the interactions between protective environmental factors like polyunsaturated fats in a marine subsistence diet and genetic risk factors for obesity.
Do you plan to do some comparative studies using the same type of process with other Alaskans?
Yeah, absolutely. And there's another study called the Genetics of Coronary Artery Disease in Alaska Natives, which is based in the Norton Sound region. And they're very interested in basically comparing some of the results that they're getting to the results that we're getting. And then as a geneticist, what we do when we find something that we think is significant, we want to replicate in several other population groups, not just Alaska Natives, but American Indians in the lower 48 or, you know, Caucasians worldwide.
And do you think that similar results might be found in other coastal people who have a largely ocean subsistence lifestyle, or do you think that there's some genetic distinction that only Yupik people seem to have?
Well, you're asking me to guess a lot here, but as long as it's understood as a guess, my hunch is there's nothing genetically unique about Yupik Eskimos, but there's something special about their diet or their activity patterns. And so that's the other thing that we're doing that I haven't mentioned is we use heart rate movement monitors to very precisely measure physical activity and energy expenditure associated with Yupik activities. And the preliminary results, to my surprise, suggest that Yupik Eskimos are very active. They well exceed the minimum standards set forth by the Department of Health and Human Services for moderate physical activity levels. And so I think it's some combination of activities and foods that they eat that is driving this protection. I don't think that it's a specific genetic predisposition to avoid diabetes.
How are you hoping that this research might ultimately help others that are struggling with diabetes and obesity?
Yeah, I think if we can learn some of the secrets that the Yupiks have in terms of avoiding diabetes, even with, you know, increases in obesity and overweight, if we can learn what are some of the protective factors that might prevent diabetes, I think that will be very applicable to other population groups. It's going to take time. We have a lot to learn, but that's really the basis of the talk this afternoon, sort of sharing some of the things that we're learning, and they're really the simple things, returning to your subsistence foods, keeping an active lifestyle, and learning from your elders.
Bert Boyer is a genetic researcher and co-director of the Center for Alaska Native Health Research at UAF. He will be giving a public talk this evening in Anchorage entitled What Yupiks Can Tell Us About the Risk and Protection for Obesity. It takes place at the Begich Middle School at 7 p.m.